Deus in adiutorium meum intente. Domine ad adiuvantum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. O God of awesome power and might, you send into the swelling deep, or lift on wings from earth to sky, your creatures sprung from flowing tides, that plunged in waters and submerged, or borne aloft to heavenly heights, the offspring of a single stalk, may grow and fill their proper place. Lord, grant to all your servants here, whom streams of blood and water cleanse, to know no failing caused by sin, or bear the loathsome weight of death, that sin may never cast them down, or boasting swell and lift them high, lest broken souls collapse and fall, and prideful souls come soon to grief. Most loving Father, hear our prayer, and you, O Christ, co-equal Son, who with the Spirit Paraclete now reign for all eternity. Amen. I cried to you, O Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me and have not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, I cried to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. O Lord, you have raised my soul from the dead, restored me to life from those who sink into the grave. Sing psalms to the Lord, you who love him. Give thanks to his holy name. His anger lasts but a moment, his favor through life. At night there are tears, but joy comes with dawn. I said to myself in my good fortune, nothing will ever disturb me. Your favor had set me on a mountain fastness. Then you hid your face and I was put to confusion. To you, Lord, I cried. To my God I made appeal. What profit would my death be, my going to the grave? Can dust give you praise or proclaim your truth? The Lord listened and had pity. The Lord came to my help. For me you have changed my mourning into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. So my soul sings psalms to you unceasingly. O Lord, my God, I will thank you forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I cried to you, O Lord, and you healed me. I will praise you forever. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. Oh, happy the man to whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I kept it secret and my frame was wasted. I groaned all the day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up as by the summer's heat. But now I have acknowledged my sins, my guilt I did not hide. I said I will confess my offense to the Lord, and you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The flood waters may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but you trust in the Lord. Loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. Exult, you just. O come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. O people, will obey him. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. There is cause for rejoicing here. You may for a time have to suffer the distress of many trials, but this is so that your faith, which is more precious than the passing splendor of fire-tried gold, may by its genuineness lead to praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ appears. Although you have never seen him, you love him, and without seeing you now believe in him, and rejoice with inexpressible joy touched with glory, because you are achieving faith's goal, your salvation. The Lord has given us food, bread of the finest wheat.
The Lord has given us food, bread of the finest wheat.
Honey from the rock to our hearts' content.
Bread of the finest wheat.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord has given us food, bread of the finest wheat.
While in this world Monica lived in Christ, the goodness of her life was so evident that the name of the Lord was praised in her faith and in her work. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. While in this world Monica lived in Christ, the goodness of her life was so evident that the name of the Lord was praised in her faith and in her works. Our hope is in God who gives us help. Let us call upon him and say,
Look kindly on your children, Lord.
Lord our God, you made an eternal covenant with your people. Keep us ever mindful of your mighty deeds.
Look kindly on your children, Lord.
Let your ordained ministers grow toward perfect love and preserve your faithful people in unity by the bond of peace.
Look kindly on your children, Lord.
Be with us in our work of building the earthly city, that in building we may not labor in vain.
Look kindly on your children, Lord.
Send workers into your vineyard and glorify your name among the nations.
Look kindly on your children, Lord.
Welcome into the company of your saints our relatives and benefactors who have died. May we share their happiness one day.
Look kindly on your children, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who console the sorrowful, and who mercifully accepted the motherly tears of Saint Monica for the conversion of her son Augustine, grant us through the intercession of them both that we may bitterly regret our sins and find the grace of your pardon through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.